This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon has announced that the U.S. will provide Ukraine additional Patriot missiles for its air defense systems as part of a massive $6 billion additional aid package. The missiles will be used to replenish previously supplied Patriot air defense systems and are part of a package that also includes more ammunition for the National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile Systems. It also has additional gear to integrate Western air defense launchers, missiles, and radars into Ukraine's existing weaponry, much of which still dates back to previous Soviet-era systems. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky discussed the need for the Patriots on Friday with the Ukraine Defense Contact Group and said at least seven Patriot systems are needed to protect Ukrainian cities. Two U.S. officials say Ukraine has sidelined U.S.-provided Abrams M1A1 battle tanks for now in its fight against Russia. This is in part because Russian drone warfare has made it too difficult for them to operate without detection or coming under attack. The sidelining of the Abrams reflects evolving battlefield tactics, where drone use has made it virtually impossible for them to maneuver without detection. And $1 billion aid package announced this week includes munitions specifically able to take down drones and additional air defense systems. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has said for more than 15 years that it could accept a two-state compromise with Israel, at least a temporary one, but Hamas has also refused to say that it would recognize Israel or announce its armed fight against it. And for many, the U.S. and European countries have joined Israel in shunning the militant group. This is VOA News. Lebanon's state-run national news agency says an Israeli drone strike on a car in the eastern part of the country killed at least two people. Strike came after Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group carried out an attack along the border that killed an Israeli civilian. Meanwhile, Egypt has sent a high-level delegation to Israel in the hope of reaching a ceasefire agreement with Hamas in Gaza. Officials say it warned that a possible new Israeli offensive focused on Rafah could have catastrophic consequences for regional stability. Rafah is in southern Gaza on the border with Egypt. Student protests over the Israel-Hamas war have popped up on an increasing number of U.S. college campuses following last week's arrest of more than 100 demonstrators at Columbia University. The students are calling for universities to separate themselves from any companies that are advancing Israel's military efforts in Gaza and in some cases from Israel itself. Protests on many campuses have been orchestrated by coalitions of student groups. Groups largely act independently, though students say that they are inspired by peers at other universities. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and senior Chinese officials in Beijing. He warned of the dangers of misunderstandings and miscalculations as the United States and China butted heads over a number of contentious bilateral, regional, and global issues. Blinken said the U.S. and China are seeking to deepen cooperation where interests align, but the U.S. is clear-eyed about their competing visions for the future. He said he raised concerns with Xi about China's support for Russia and its invasion of Ukraine, as well as other issues including Taiwan, the South China Sea. Talks between the two sides have increased in recent months, even as differences have grown. It's been only days since the Transitional Presidential Council has installed or was installed in Haiti, and the list of demands on its members is rapidly growing. Now that the Caribbean nation has new leaders, they're under pressure to produce quick results despite a deep-seated crisis that has been years in the making. Haitians want security, food, jobs, and they want them now. Making Haiti safer is a priority. And more than 2,500 people were killed or injured from January to March alone. More than 90,000 have fled the capital, Port-au-Prince, so far this year amid relentless gang violence. A police union official said on Friday that council must prioritize security above everything. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.